Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in John chapter 18 and verse 12. So the band of soldiers and their captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him. First they led him to Annas, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest for that year. It was Caiaphas that had advised the Jews that it would be expedient that one man should die for the people. Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he entered with Jesus into the court of the high priest. But Peter stood outside at the door, so the other disciple who was known to the high priest went out and spoke to the servant girl who kept watch at the door and brought Peter in. The servant girl at the door said to Peter, "You also are not one of the man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and officers have made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing there warming themselves. Peter was with them and standing and warming himself as well. The high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teachings, and Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in the synagogues and in the temple where all the Jews came together. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me?" When he had said these things, one of the officers standing by struck Jesus with his hand, saying, "Is that how you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If what I said is wrong, bear witness about the wrong. But if what I have said is right, why do you strike me?" Annas then sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself, so they said to him, "You also are not one of the disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of the one whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter again denied it, and at once a rooster crowed. First of all, here is Jesus before the first trial. A, the trial is not conducted according to Jewish law. B, a physical act of retribution takes place that was not allowed according to Jewish law and tradition. You could not bring punishment as the temple guard soldier did against Jesus. And then Jesus is basically referring them to the fact that he has taught openly. Everything you want to know about him is a matter of public record. So he says, just go and ask. My ministry has been done not in private, and so he has come into the world to make the glory and grace of the living God known to the world. But you'll also remember that Jesus had instructed Simon Peter, who had boasted that he would be with the Lord to the end, that he would deny him three times. And so he does deny him three times. And so the words of Christ have been fulfilled. One of the places I delight to stand is in the courtyard of Caiaphas, where this took place. And I try to imagine that charcoal fire that was burning there with its distinctive odor. I think of that charcoal fire. I think of Jesus going to the cross. I think of him rising from the dead. And then I think of his pastoral words, "Tell Peter," the one that had denied him three times, the one for whom Jesus would pray and he would repent. He tells Mary to go tell Peter. He will appear to Peter, according to 1 Corinthians 15. Then he will appear to his disciples at the Sea of Galilee, and Peter will come in from a fishing boat. He will swim in after again receiving a net full of fish at the command of Jesus, as Jesus repeats the miracle that he had done earlier in his ministry. And as Peter arrives at the shore and swims up, he sees the Lord. And the Lord asks him three times, "Do you love me more than these?" Peter is broken because he knows that Jesus is giving him the opportunity to repent and affirm him three times, having denied him three times, and now beside another charcoal fire at the Sea of Galilee. The smell of the fire at the Sea of Galilee certainly reminded him of the smell of the charcoal fire in the courtyard of Caiaphas. Our Lord always breaks us, not to keep us broken, but to remake us and to bring us to fullness and joy. God's word and God's providence, even with the smell of charcoal, is reinforcing all of it. And then Peter will now be ready to serve the Lord, and 3,000 come to Christ. The Lord does break us, not because brokenness is the destination. Brokenness is the instrumentation. The destination is to walk in the triumph of Christ and his forgiveness and made new in the Savior. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.